We're on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, today's daf is daf Tezvav. We are on Yudalad Amabez. We are up to the final Nevi'ah. We went through the seven Nevi'os yesterday, and we are up to the last Nevi'ah to discuss, Esther. It's about two-thirds of the way down, a few lines under Tosfos de'i Gaira. A few lines under there. The first word on the line is Esther. We just discussed Chulda, and now we're up to Esther. Esther, dechsev. Esther, how do you know that she was a Nevi'ah? Because it says, Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi vatilbash Esther Malchus. It was on the third day, when everybody was fasting, vatilbash Esther Malchus, she wore Malchus. What does that mean, she wore Malchus? Big day Malchus mi bo'elei. It should be that she wore the clothing, the garb of Malchus. Ella, what is it hinting to that she wore the Malchus? Shelavashta Ruach HaKodesh. She had Ruach HaKodesh from the Melech. That's what it means, that she wore Malchus. Ksiv Hachava Tilbash says here the Lashon of Lavash. Ksiv Hasam, the Ruach Lavsha es Amasai v'chulu. Pasuk Adivar Yamim also refers to Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore you see that she was a Nevi'ah. The Maariz Chayis here does not like this Makar. He says it's not clear that Lavsha would mean Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, he says, Samachti Ma'od, he was very happy that he found in Seder Olam a different Makar, that Esther was a Nevi'ah. That there, the Pasuk says, Vatichtov Esther. And we know that you're only allowed to write something at Kisvei HaKodesh, as we had earlier in the Masechta, if it was Baruch HaKodesh. So he says, that's the Makar that Esther was a Nevi'ah, because it says, Vatichtov Esther. Hanadul Nita Lichtov Shum Davar Shalobam Nevu'ah. Umi Huta Huta Lo Aksiva. Since she was able to write it, that proved that she was a Navi. Okay, so two Makaris we have that Esther was one of the Nevi'os. Amar Rav Nachman. Now a comment about two of the Nevi'os that we mentioned. Lo ya'e yihirusa lanashi. Yihirusa, from the word yuhara. Haughtiness and arrogance is not appropriate for women. Tarti nashi yihiran havian v'sanin shmayayhu. In cases where women, again, it's also men, but specifically we're discussing women here. Two women that were haughty and held themselves high, and their names reflect that there was something wrong. Chada shma ziburta, v'chada shma karkushta. One had the name of a bee, Dvora. Dvora is a bee. So that's ziburta. And one had the name of karkushta, a weasel. A chulda is a weasel. Dvora and chulda, the two nevios that have animal names. Why, what'd they do wrong? Ziburta ksibbe, the bee, meaning Dvora, it says, when the pasuk before, when she was getting ready to attack, but Tishlach Vatikra LaBarak, she went, when she had to ask Barak something, she went and she sent to Barak. V'iluhi lo'azal lagabe. She herself didn't go, she sent somebody else. So that was not covetic. If you're going to Barak, one of the greats of the generation, she should go herself. Barak was helped her in the battle, so she should go herself. But she held herself too high. Karkushta ksibba. What about Karkushta, the chulda? What did she do wrong? Where do we see that she held herself high? Imrula ish v'lo amr imrula melech. When she sent the message to Yoshiyahu, like we discussed yesterday, she says, say to the man and not say to the king. That also reflects a slight haughtiness, and that's why the Gemara says that lo ya'e yihirusa lanashi. It's inappropriate here if they held themselves high, even though they are a Nevi'ah, they have to make sure that they don't hold themselves high. The Gemara does not quote, there's another pasuk in Shiras Dvorah, where Chazal say that Dvorah took too much credit. Ashakamti Dvorah, I stood up, and the very next pasuk, it seems to say that she lost her Nevu'ah in the Shira. But the Gemara quotes a different pasuk, not that one.
Why are we machshav one name and not the other?
Why do we machshav one name? Well, the other two names are real, you know, more colloquial animal names, I would think. At least Dvorah is, you can say it's only from Tanakh because she was her. But Dvorah was earlier in Tanakh, right? Rivka had a Minekas Dvorah. Dvorah already had a, Chulda is a little more difficult. Chulda is, so what's the difference between Chulda? But that's the Hebrew. That's the Hebrew. The others are the Aramaic. Amar Rav Nachman, Chulda b'nei Balav shel Yoshua ha'isa. Chulda was a descendant of Yehoshua ben Nun. Ksiv Hacha ben Charchas, because she is called in Malachim the son of Charchas. Ksiv Hasa ben Timnas Cheres, and it says at the end of Yeshua that Yeshua was buried in Timnas Cheres. So Cheres and Charchas are related. So we say that Chulda came from Yehoshua. Eisvei Rav Ina Saba l'Rav Nachman, Rav Ina the elder. Rav Ina Saba says to Rav Nachman, Shmona Neviim v'heim Kohanim yatsu me'rachav azona. There were 7, 8 8 Nevi'im and Kohanim. They were Kohanim that came out from Rachav Azona. The Elu, Hey Neria, Baruch Vasaria, Machzia, Yirmiyahu, Chilkiyahu, Hanam El Vishalom. As we'll see, these 8, 4 of them were fathers of the other ones, as we'll discuss in a couple of lines. But these were 8 Nevi'im that came out of Rachav Azona, says Rav Ina. Rav Yehuda Amar Av Chulda Nevi'a, also Chulda. Mibin Evash Rachav Azona, Haisa. Chulda also came from Rachav Azona. Why? How do you know? Ksiv Hacha ben Tikva, because it says the Lashon here by Chulda ben Tikva. Ksiv Hasam, and it says by the story of Rachav in the second parak of Yoshua, where the spies came and she helped them out, and they were hiding from the king of Yericho, and she led them out from the roof as Tikvas Chut Hashani, that she put out the red thread, and they were able to escape that way. So you see, Tikva and Tikvas, Xerishava. So asks the Gemara, how could you say that Rachav is a descendant? How could you say that Chulda is a descendant of Rachav? Doesn't it say here that she is a descendant? I'm sorry, the other way. How could you say that she's a descendant of Yeshua? Doesn't it say here that she's a descendant of Rachav? So the Gemara says, easy answer. Amar Lein, Eina Saba. He says, Rav Nachman answered to Rav Ina. Eina Saba, the Amar La Pasi Ochma, or he answered, you black Kli, which is a sign of endearment. Mini uminach distayim shmaitza. From you and from me, I have an answer. Put our sources together. De'igayra v'nasva Yoshua. One source says that she came from Yehoshua. One source says that she came from Rachav. Easy answer. Yeshua and Rachav married each other, and therefore she came from both of them. And this is what Chazal assume, that Rachav Hazona married Yehoshua. The Ein Yaakov discusses how amazingly the Pasha's Rachav was Hazona, a real Zona. If you look at the Mefarshim on Yehoshua there in Perek Beis, the Radak quotes, maybe Zona, I think Rashi quotes this, it means Mocheres Mizonos. She sells food. Mocheres Mizonos, not literally Zona, but Pashtus says that she was a Zona, and amazingly, even all the years of being a Zona, she was able to come back, and through this Maisa Chesed and other Mesiras Nefesh, she was able to get up to the level of marrying Yehoshua ben Nun. So that's what Chazal say, that Yehoshua married Rachav. Tosfos here on the bottom, Tosfos, the Gaira discusses how he was able to do that. Kasha, Heich Nasva, Harina Perika Arel, that you're not allowed to marry one of the Shiva Amamin. Right? One of the Shiva Amamin, one of the seven nations that are native to Eretz Yisrael, so you know how to marry them. You have to have losis chatin bam. So how is he able to marry Rachav? So Tosfos gives one answer that he accepts and one that he rejects. One answer is that no, she really was from the other nations outside Eretz Yisrael. She happened to be there to live there. And so one of the Achronim say, Haraya, why was her house at the outside wall? Her house was on the outside walls. It was all the way at the edge of the city because she wasn't accepted. She wasn't accepted, so that's why her house, as the Navi describes in Yoshua, her house backed the wall, and that was how they were able to escape. That was one answer. Tosuk was another answer that he does not like. V'yesh mefarshim sherotzu lomar shelohusir alav delos eschatein alba'acha shenichlus ola'aretz. Maybe Bnei Yisrael didn't have the iser of los eschatein bam, of marrying those nations, until they went into Eretz Yisrael. Here they didn't go in yet. They were sending spies in order to go in. But maybe the iser did not start until they went into Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't like that, v'ze'eino, because the Nesinim came in the time to be Megayer in the time of Moshe, just like the Navi says they came in the time of Yehoshua, and the halacha was they weren't allowed to marry in, because of these halachas of Los Eschatid Bam already then, and this was before they went into Eretz Yisrael. So based on that medrash, Tosfos doesn't like it. But again, two possible answers, how Yehoshua was able to allow to marry Rachav, she wasn't from the Shiva Amamin, or the Isserwat didn't go into existence yet. The Sfatemis quotes a different answer. He said, no, she was from the Zion Amamin, and there was an Isser, but you know what? The Shvua got her out of it. When she set them free, set the Kalev and Pinchas, as Chazal say, the Miraglim War. When she set them free, she says, swear to me that you're not going to kill me, that you're going to take care of my family when you come to Yericho. And they swore. So that Shvua overrides, says the Sfas Emes. Racha nishbu la miraglim lahatzel osa umishpachta ubevadai haya hashvua api ruach hakodesh v'nechla bazagamkin l'schatin imayim. So this shvua api ruach hakodesh must have included not only not to kill them, but once you don't have to kill them, so then the whole iser is null and void, and therefore Racha would allow to be married in. Yeah. How does a shvua override an iser daraisa? So it's not a normal shvua. I think the Sfas Emes adds in al pi ruach hakodesh. The shvua must have been al pi ruach hakodesh. This was yata d'shmaya, is supposed to be. Rachav was different, so therefore it was allowed. It wasn't a regular shvua. Okay, let's go weiter. Last line. Umiyah Bizarro li Yeshua. Did Yeshua really have children? It says all these people came from Rachav and Yeshua. Valksiv, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, when it lists off Divrei Hayamim, the whole beginning of Divrei Hayamim, it just lists, just says people. Adam and Oshes, the beginning of Divrei Hayamim. So it says, Nun Bino, Yeshua Bino. It says, Yeshua Bino, end of family line, end of lineage. So it's mashma that Yeshua did not have any children. The answer is no. Benilo havile, bantan havile. He didn't have any sons, but he did have daughters. And that all these people came from the daughters. If you remember the Gemara we had in Meseches Psachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Mabez, the Gemara there, fascinating Gemara, discussed who's going to bench La'asilavo by the Sudashel of Yasan. So it says this person can't bench because Avram can't bench because they had Yishmael, and Yisrael can't bench, and Yaakov can't bench because he married two sisters. And Yeshua can't bench because he didn't have any sons. That's what it alludes to this story there. Okay, top. Bishlama inhu mifrashi. Fine. We listed eight Nevi'im that came from Rachav and Yeshua. Says the Gemara. Fine. Four of them are explicit that they were Nevi'im in the Torah. Which four? The four are Yirmiyahu, Hanamel, Baruch, and Sariah. That's what Rashi quotes. So four of these are Nevi'im. Ela Abhasaihu Minolan. But the other four, as we mentioned, are the fathers of these Nevi'im. So how do you know those fathers were also Nevi'im? How do you know Chilkiyahu and the others? So Kidu'ula, as Ula says, Damar Ula, Kalmakram, Sheshmo, Vishim Aviv, Benevius, Biyadur, Shuhu, Navi, Benavi. Whenever you have a Navi that's mentioned with his father's name, so you know the reason that it's mentioning his father's name is to say that the father was also a Navi. After all, the Marsha explains, these Navi'im were obviously famous people. You didn't have to say their father's name. The fact that the Navi goes out of his way to say the father's name, it must be to tell me that the father also was a Navi. Shmo v'lo shem aviv, if only the Navi is listed without his father's name, biyadushu Navi v'lo ben Navi. So then you know it's only the son was a Navi, but not the father. Shmo v'shem iro, is continuing Ula's statement, if a Navi is listed with his own name and his city's name, mufurash, v'shem imo mufurash, biyadushu me oso ha'ir, you know he's from that city. The Marsha says he was born there. He was born in that city. Right, Yirmiyo, Asher Ba'anatot. If it says a city, so you know that the Navi is from that city. Shemo v'lo she'miro, but if it does not say his city's name, v'yadushuhum Yerushalayim. Stam Navi comes from Yerushalayim, so therefore, if it doesn't say a city, he comes from Yerushalayim. Period. B'masti Satana, the Bryce has a similar idea. Kol shemaisav umaisi avosav stumin. If you don't know the actions of a person or his forefather's actions, and then all of a sudden you have a description of positive actions. Kagon, Zavar Hashem Hashahaya El Tzvanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. So Tzvanya was one of the Treyasar. So if you see the Tzvanya, Tzvanya's actions are told over. So Biyadushu Zadik Ben Tzadik. So you know that his forefathers were also tzaddikim, if it doesn't say anything different. But if it says lignai, it says one of the actions, one of the descendants' negative actions, kagon, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, v'yibachodesh hashlishi by Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama. It discusses Yishmael. Who is Yishmael? We discussed Yishmael a couple days ago. But this Yishmael killed Gedalia. We have some Gedalia. So Yishmael, it's a story we discussed a number of times. It's a Gemara in Nida. Expands upon this that Gedaliah ben Achikam, who was the one put in charge by Nebuchadnezzar, he did not accept the Lashon Hara that Yishmael was going to try to assassinate him, and the Gemara even faults him that even though you don't accept Lashon Hara, if it has to do with danger, you should at least be worried that you have to take precautions. But he did not, and that led to his assassination. But Yishmael was the one who killed him. So the Gemara says, "Biyadushu Rasha ben Rasha." So it must be that his forefathers were also Rishayim, because it just says his actions. If you want to look at the Rishash here, the Rishash discusses the pasuk by Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kas ben Levi. So we have Korach's actions listed. So does that reflect on the ancestors? So he explains how it is not a reflection. Okay. Right, it's really Rashi said Yaakov didn't want his name associated with Korach. Correct. What about Levi? He was also a tzaddik. So how is Levi mentioned in the pasuk? Okay, maybe it's not pure the Chal Kasav. We have actions of Levi also. So maybe it's it wouldn't be included in the klal. Okay, Vayter, fifth wide line. Amar of Nachman, Malachi Zemordechai, the Navi Malachi. Right, Chagat Zachari Malachi. The last Navi in Nevi'im, that's really Mordechai. Malachi. Why was he called Malachi? Shem Mishnah LaMelech. He was second in command to the Melech, Malachi, from the word Melech. So therefore, just like Malachim, some are Mishnah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was a Mishnah LaMelech. Meisve Baruch Meir, but the Dukasha, because Baruch Meir, we have Saraya ben Maaseha, V'daniel Mordechai Bilshon, V'chagas Chayim Malachai, Kula Nisnabu B'shas Shraim L'Dar Yavesh. We have a Kasha, because we have a whole list here of Nevi'im who prophesied in the second year of Dar Yavesh, and Mordechai and Malachi are two on the list, so they can't be the same person. So there's the Gemara, Tiyufta, you're right, Tiyufta, no answer. Tanya, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Malachi ze Ezra. Malachi was Ezra, not Mordechai. Vachacham Amr Malachi Shemo. Really, his name was Malachi, and his nickname was Ezra. Amr of Nachman, Mistavra, come on to Amr Malachi ze Ezra. I like the opinions of Nachman that Malachi was Ezra and not Mordechai. Why? Dechsib ben Avias Malachi, because it says in the Navi Malachi, Bogda Yehuda v'so'eva nasta b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. Yehuda was a traitor, and a disgusting thing happened in Yisrael and Yerushalayim. What did he do? Ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahev. He defiled the kodesh, the kedusha that Hashem loves. Uba'al bas el nechar. And he was Boel, the daughter of a strange god, meaning he married non-Jewish women. Uman afrish, and therefore, so how does that connect? That's what Malachi talks about. And we know in history, who was the one that got rid of the non-Jewish women from the Jews? Uman afrish nashim nachrios, Ezra. Ezra was the one that spent his time getting rid of all the nashim nachrios. The chsiv, as it says, Vayan shchanya ben yechiel mi b'nei elam. Shchanya says too, Vayomer Ezra says to Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu be'lokeinu v'noshev nashim nachrios. So you see, Ezra was the one that was busy getting rid of the nashim nachrios, so it makes sense that that was the nevuah, that he was Malachi. So Malachi and Ezra are the same person according to this chazal.
So many times we just have a tradition.
Sometimes we have a tradition. Here we are, right, here we're proving it from
Boaz.
The psukim. Right, Ifson is Boaz, right. So you have to, sometimes you have traditions, but here you have even a raya. If you have a raya, it's even better than just a tradition. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Nashim, Yefeifios Hayibaola. There were four beautiful women in history. Four beautiful women. Sarah, Rachav, V'Avigail, V'Esther. Right, four, these four, the gears has changed because put them in historical order. Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, V'Esther. Ulaman to Amar, Esther Yerakras Haisa. What about the one that says, we had a couple days ago, that Esther was green, so she wasn't so beautiful, right? She had a chut shel chesed, as we mentioned the Vart of the Gra a couple days ago, but so the Esther has to be out. So Mafik Esther Mayo Vashti. So put Vashti in. Vashti fills out the, she was beautiful, and it's still, oh yeah? What's the relevance? One second. So first of all, before we get to what the relevance is, Taptosus. So says, what about Chava? Chava, the Gemara Baba Basra says that Chava was beautiful, that Sarah in front of Chava was like a kof in front of an Adam. Right? Sarah to Chava was like a monkey to a person. Chava was so beautiful. Ask Tosfos. So Tav Tosfos says, no, V'yishlomo, we're only talking about women born of a woman. V'yishlomo, j'lochashiv, ela osan ha-noldos me'isha. Right? Chava was different. Chava was Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava. So therefore, she's not included in the, she's not included in these women. Of history. So, a Shoel, so Menachem thinks he has a new question. There's a Shoel that asked the Noda B'Yehuda, what's the point of this Gemara? Noda B'Yehuda, Arachayim Kama, Simen Chav Dalin, the Aldavarasher Shoel, Loma Chashu B'Mesechas Megillah Dal Nashim Nefefios, what does that teach me in life? So we know every word of the Gemara is meant to teach me something. So he says, first of all, Im banu lachkar bedivrei agada yesh kahena v'chahena umiyucha la'amod al sodam v'chol devrayim yesh lahem shorish lamala. First of all, every agadata has secret meanings, and we should never chas v'shalom think that there's just the laugh at a Gemara. Either it's meant to be taken literally or not literally, but either way, says the Noda B'Yehuda, every agadata is significant and meaningful, even if you can't figure out the message. He says, but this one, I'll tell you a message. V'afal pikein bedavar zeh yesh bo to'elas. Each one. Why? Machchash of Sarah. What's the purpose of Sarah? To teach me the godless of Avram Avinu. Right? Chazal say that Avram Avinu never realized how beautiful she was. Right? And that's why only now, I tell you, right now, when I'm going down to Mitzrayim, I have to take precautions. I have to say you're my sister. Only then Rashi quotes Allah Torah that he realized her beauty. So Lahodia kamat sanua v'kadosh haya Avram Avinu shebevadai, since she was Yafa b'Yoser, she was Mufursemes, and still he acted b'sneis with her. One. What about Rachav and Avigail? Why those two? So he says it's going to be in a minute, because Rachav and Avigail, we're going to see that not only seeing them is going to be make people beautiful, but as we had already, just mentioning the name even causes taiva in a person. Those two teach me how careful one has to be in terms of the mechitzos ben ish ve'ishto, that we have to make sure, besides the halachas, that's what the chazal and their infinite wisdom, kemo hilchas yichud and hilchas negia, many of these to keep separations, that's the emphasis of Rachav and Avigail. And what about Esther? What about Esther? That's to emphasize how, especially according to the one that says Vashti is beautiful, and maybe Esther is not, but to show that Hashkachas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a beautiful woman, Dafka, in the world now, so that Achashverosh would take her, so that, as we had yesterday, Refuah Kodem Lomaka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has the situation in place to save Klal Yisrael. So, Eidus Yisrael Kama Mashgiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem, Shebara Esther B'Yofi Gadol, Shetei Nosi Schein B'Eni Achashverosh Lahatzil Yisrael. So this Agadita says the... Said the Noda Behuda, I could tell you what the reasons are. Again, four beautiful women, and you might take out Esther and put in Vashti. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues, Rachav Bishma Zinsa. Rachav, even in her name, Zinsa. Because she was so beautiful, we had a Gemara, we're going to quote it again, that even just saying the name Rachav made someone excited. Ya'el Bakola, Ya'el had a beautiful voice, that's what attracted people, and the Marsha says, you know that based on the pasuk, when Ya'el seduces Sisera, it says she called to Sisera, come in and I'll give you some more milk. Bakola, Avigail Beschirasa, Avigail, when people thought about her and remembered what she looked like, Micha Bashal Beriyasa, Michal Bashaul, now another one thrown in, Biriyasa, when people saw her. So everyone is a little more intense. Right? Rachav, even just like saying the name, and the next one, remember, the next one, her voice, remembering, Michal Biriyasa. So David got two of these wives, right? Michal and Abigail. Omer Reb Yitzchak, called Omer Rachav Rachav Yanikri, we had this earlier. Anybody who said, even said that it would name Rachav becomes a Balkari. What do you mean? Didn't happen to me. Omar Le, this was a Shabbos daf a couple of weeks ago. Ki kamina biodo makira. Right, no, the only time when it would happen is if a person knows her, not just doesn't know her. Tosas there says, doesn't mean yoda, like vayeda adam eschava ishto. Yoda here means he's been boel her. That is when somebody's had that experience, and then this would cause that reaction. Period. Okay, continuing darshaning the Megillah. Mordechai yoda the kol asher nasa. Mordechai knew everything that happens. How did he know? How do you know everything that happened before the proclamation went out? How did he know? So Rashi on the Megillah, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. What does it mean? Baal HaChalom, Omar Lo. He had a dream. Sheeskimu HaElyonim Lekach. He had a dream that Min HaShemayim, it was Nigzar. Lefi Sheeshtachavu Letzelem, Bimeinu V'chanetzar, V'shinenem M'sudas HaChashverosh. The two Averis that have been listed, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. They benefited from the Achashverosh Seuda. So that's why the Baal HaChalom told him, my Amar, the pasuk continues and says that Mordechai went out and started screaming, Sa'aka Gedola. So what was he screaming? So 2 days, Rav Amar, Gova Haman Achashverosh. Haman is doing something that Achashverosh would never have dared to do. Meaning he wanted to wipe, even if Achashverosh might have hated the Jews, he didn't say to wipe them all out, so Haman is even greater than Achashverosh. He was saying this, the Torah Tumim in his commentary on Megillas Esther, the end of Shmos. Torah Tumim has a commentary on Megillas Esther. He says he was saying this because he wanted to make Achashverosh jealous. He was kind of saying like, oh, Hama did something that you didn't do. He was trying to get Achashverosh jealous. V'shmuel amar gavar malka ilah mimalka tata. Shmuel says this is what he was saying. It appears that the Malka Ilah, he was saying this in the Lashon Sagi Nahar, he was saying that the kingdom of the heavens are greater than the kingdom of below. Really, it's not true. He's emphasizing the Hester Panim aspect. He's saying, what's going on with the Shemayim? Why is it that we have such a Gzeira? Period. Vatascalcha la Malka. The Malka, the Queen Esther, starts shaking. My Vatascalchel, Amarab, Shapirsa Nida, Revere Mi Arma, Shahutzrachal and Kaveha. Either she became Nida or she had to go to the bathroom. Just called Kaveha, that's why Vatascal starts shaking, something to do with her bodily functions. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, why do we need to know this? Pirsa Nida, Vatascalchel, she had to go to the bathroom? What is the Nabi Baruch HaKodesh, Esther was written? We have to know Shapirsa Nida, we have to know Shahutzrachal and Kaveha. It says the Ben Yehoyada. Says the Ben Yoyada, Kasha, what do we have to know this for? So he says, Nirali B'siyata D'shmaya, L'hagdil HaNes. It's to emphasize the Nes. Esther was so beautiful. Usually when a woman is Pirsanida, you know, she's not in the most beautiful state of the month. She says, Pirsanida, Sheras Adam, Harbe, Azkafi Ateva, Tachish Yafya Ba'oso Hayom. Right, a woman doesn't feel good. This is a natural, her bones are heavy, the Gemara says. So, really, she's not so beautiful at that time. Or, let's say, Huskul Nekaveha. She's sick, she has a stomach virus. What, that's when she's going to be able to appear beautiful in front of Achashverosh? So it's emphasizing the nes. Dafka Persanida, and still Achashverosh, right when she walks into the palace, Achashverosh was one that she was able to convince to invite in and give her the scepter. So that's the Ben Yehoyada on Dafka. Why do we have to know these details? Esther calls Hasach, Amarav Hasach, said Daniel. Daniel is Hasach. Why was he called Hasach? Shechatchuhu migdulaso, that he was cut down from his gedula. Rashi quotes that the earlier Persian kings, Daniel was a advisor and he had a high position, but once Achashverosh took over, then chatchu migdulaso, he cut him down from his gedula. There's a medrash that even says Achashverosh killed him when he saw that, because we don't hear of Hasach anywhere else in the Megillah. So the Yalkan on this pasuk says that, you know, he saw that there was friendship between him and Esther, so therefore he killed him. The Meshechachma writes, Meshechachma has a few pages on Megillas Esther, the end of Shmos, in some of them. You have to look at which ones you have. But he says, Shechadam Yidgulasa, what does that mean? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that in the olden days it used to be that you had the only one that had Mesiris Nefesh for me, says Hashem. But now all the Jews are having Mesiris Nefesh. So you're not unique, you're no different. So on a symbolic level, Shechadam Yidgulasa, all of them are fasting now and doing tshuva, unlike it was beforehand. But now they're all similar. So it's really a praise of Klal Yisrael by saying Chatchu Migdulasa. Shmuel Amar, the other pshat of Hasach, should call Divrei Malchus Nechtachin Alpiv, that all the Divrei Malchus were cut on his word, meaning he was in charge. Basically opposite Shitos. L'das Mazev Yal Mazev. Esther says, what's going on here? Find out, why is he having sackcloth on? Mazev Al Mazev. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shol Chalo, she really sent to him, Sheva Avru Yisrael HaChamish Yechum Shei Torah. Maybe Bnei Yisrael have violated the Torah. Dechsiv Bahen Mizeo Mizehim Ksuvim, which is written on two sides, the Luchos, Mizeo Mizehim Ksuvim. Why Dakla does she use this Lashon, Mizeo Mizeh? So that's the Drush on Shabbos. Not saying now. Vayagidu, so I've got to leave a little bit over. Vayagidu lo Mordechai is Divrei Esther. So Mordechai said, goes back to Esther, it was told to Mordechai Divrei Esther, which sounds like Hasach did it earlier. It said Hasach went. Here it just says it was told. The ilu ihu lo azal agabe. He didn't go to Esther. Hasach didn't go. Mikan she imashivin al kalkala. So you learn from here. You're not supposed to bring bad news. You're not supposed to be the bearer of bad news. He didn't want to say that Esther refused to go to Achashverosh. So therefore, he sent somebody else to give the message, because that was a kalkala. That was bad news. And we're not supposed to say Beferish bad news. So Esther sends back and says, fine. Leichanos es kol ayehudim mechulu ara shelo kadas. Go back and gather all the Jews. Asher lo kadosh. What is Asher lo kadosh? Which means against the law. Amr Rabbi Abba shelo kadosh haisa. Now I'm going to do something that's against the law. Shebchol yom v'yom arachshav ba'ones v'yachshav baratzon. Up until now, I've always been forced to be with Achashverosh, and now I'm going willingly. Baratzon v'kasher avadati avadati. What does that mean? Kashem shir avadati mibeis Abba. Just like I was lost from my father's house, right? I was an orphan. Kaf oved bimcha. Now Mordechai, I'm going to be lost from you, because the halacha is an ashes ish shenetensa is still muteris by law. If a woman is raped, Rachmana Litzlan, she's still muteris, as long as she's not an Ashes Kohen. But an Ashes Ish She Mizanes, that does it willingly, is Asura, and now she's doing it willingly, and therefore she's going to be Asur. Period. There is a big discussion. We had this a couple of years ago in Meseches Ksubis. Discussion in the postgame, it starts with a Nodabi Yehuda. Early, the Maharik. But whenever you have this was this act of Esther. It was a Ratzon, fine. It really wasn't a Ratzon. I mean, it was, what, she wanted to be with Achashverosh. When you have a maisas nus baratzon in a situation of ones, is that ne'aseros al baila? The Rebbe Yehuda has a tshuva. It happened. There was a whole caravan of people, 20, 30 people, that were kidnapped. And the kidnappers, they were in the forest, they were going to kill out all of them. All 30 people. There was one woman that was able to seduce the hostage taker and mizana with him, and in that way she was able to save all the Jews. So is that ones or is that ratzon? Similar case here. The Maisa was Baratzon, but the situation is obviously Ones. So obviously Esther is saying she's going to become Nesar Sabayla. So there are two discussions the postgame have. Number one, is it mutter for her to do it in the first place? Is it Gili Arias? Number two, once she does it, is she Asur Labayla? So there are three shitas in the Achronim. There's the Nodabi Yehuda, the Maharik, and the Chachma Shlomo. The Nodabi Yehuda writes in that tshuva, Nodabi Yehuda says, let me find it here, in Tinyana Kuf Samach Aleph, Nodabi Yehuda says that he is the most machmer. A woman like this is not allowed to do it in the first place. It's usher. It's usher to do it in the first place. I, Esther, that was to save all of Klal Yisrael. To save all of Klal Yisrael, fine. But it's usher to do it, for sure, Asur Labayla. So this woman, you know, she saved all of her friends, wonderful. But if she would have asked a Shiloh before, it says, in order to be Yehuda, you know, you can't violate Gili Arayis, and gets into Karka Olam, whether it is Gilui Arayos, whether if a woman is actively taking part, so he gets into that, but that's what he says. Adaraba, he mishtadelas la zela hatzel nefashos, zelo mikri Karka Olam, v'isha v'ishavim, v'teharig v'altavar, v'ester shayni, sh'aysa l'atzolos klal yisrael, meho dubad kush, v'eilam meidim, atzolos yichidim, atzolos klal yisrael, min arva azokin. That is the note of Yehuda, most machmir. It's asur, and even if she did it, she's asur l'bayla. On the other extreme, you have, actually let's go in the middle now, the Maharik. The Maharik in the Tshuva, Maharik Kolon, he says that no, it's mutter to do. Well, shame, you're going to say Esther, you're going to say that she did something wrong here? Well, you say Esther's different, Esther's not different. Every situation of a Maisa Baratzon and a situation Ba'ones, he says no, it was mutter to do. But even though it's mutter to do, and a mitzvah to do, still Naseras Abayla. Naseras Abayla. It's a mitzvah. It's Hatzolos Kol Yisrael. Says the Maharik in Kuf Samaches. Chalila v'chas lo marsha tishra ruach hakodesh mikoach maisa shel gnai. What Esther's going to get ruach hakodesh after doing this maisa? Will take those to Yisrael. Adaraba. Pshito pshita sha'asta mitzvah rabba. Uvepracha karka olam. V'chein matzinu. She says Ya'el. Right. The Gemara says in Nazir. Ya'el eches chever akeni. She was Baal Sisra 7 times in order to tire him out and then to kill him. So the same thing there. There the Gemara calls Ya'el's actions an Avera Lishma in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. So Ya'el and Esther, both of them, the Maharik puts them together and says it was mutter. But you know what? Afilo hachi nasro al Mordechai Baila. Mishim oso maisa shahaisa baratzon. So you're allowed to do it. It's not Gilui Arayos. It's to save, right, to save Klal, to save any Jew. But still Asur L'Baila. That's the middle approach. Mutter, but Nasar L'Baila. On the other hand, you have the Chacham Shlomo, the last page of Evan Ezer. Shlomo Kluger, we had him a couple days ago. We mentioned he always has fascinating discussions. So there, he quotes part of this Maharik. He doesn't quote the end of it about Ya'el. So he quotes that, the discussion of Esther, but then he says, Me'ikar Adin, he thinks that it's Mutter and not Neseres Abayla. He says, you never find that the Gemara says that Ya'el was Neseres Abayla. And even in the song of Shiras Dvora, she's called Ya'el Eishas Chever Hakeni. She wouldn't be called that if she was Asur L'Baila now. He says, Chacham Shlomo, Eishas Chever Hakeni, she's still married. Obviously she's still married. It can't be that she was Neseres Abayla. And then she quotes some other rayas. And it wouldn't be called an Avera Lashma if she would be in Aseres. So he says, really, Muteres. And Ya'el would be Mutter. What about Esther? Kasher Avadati Avadati. He says, Esther is different. Because Ya'el, it was so direct, the Yeshua. She was using this act to tire him out and she was going to kill him. So that's Avada Yeshua. That's Mutter. Esther, you know why she became Neseres Abayla? What's she going to do? She's going to be with him and then hopefully invite him to a party and 2 parties. And the Yeshua was so rechoka, so that's why in that case there's Isra Abayla. But he's machalik, halachically, between Esther and Ya'el. The really, if it's direct Yeshua, he says it's not only mutter, but it is not Neseres Abayla. Have a bayo, kivin davi kanasol, lahachlish kochob, liyaz yashin bazeh, have a soz Yisrael, miguffaz nus, vave hano, daasi miguffa di Yisrael, viria have a onis mamish, Teres Labayla. V'chilik zeh nachun ubar ladina. So we have 3-way machlokes, the Noda Yehuda, the Maharik, and the Chacham Shlomo about a maisa znus baratzon and in a situation of ones. So again, this is the makar kasher avadati avadati. Okay, let's continue. V'yavar Mordechai passed through. What does it mean he passed through with his sackcloth? Amarav shehever yom rishon shabbesim b'tainis. Either v'yavar means he passed the first day of Pesach. It was Pesach, and he fasted on the first. He passed over the mitzvahs of matzah, and he fasted. Rashi quotes here that the letters were written of Haman on the 13th. They were sent down on the 4th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Those were the days that they fasted. Right? That's why all the Rishonim ask why Tainus Esther is in Adar if they fasted in Nisan. So it explains that we're not remembering Dafka those 3 days. Those three days were in Nisan. They weren't in Adar. So that's one. Vayavar, he passed by. They fasted on that Pesach. Ushmol Amar. So interesting. The Purim story happened on Pesach. Right. Geula leGeula. We had Rashi and Tainus. Mishenichnas Adar. Marbe Mesimcha. And Rashi quotes he made Purim a Pesach. So that's an even deeper connection that we have now. Sorry. Who has a Suda Esther on Pesach? There's a Minog to have a Suda Esther on Pesach. Yeah. I bet it's in the Netta Gavriel. Right? I bet it's there. Ushmol Amar. Da'avar arkuma demaya. Right? So Shmuel says, what does it mean? Vayavar, he passed through a shallow river to tell the people to fast. So what do we have to know this for? Similar to Ben Yoyada, what do we have to know that he passed through a shallow river? Says the Manos Halevi, never quoted him. The Manos Halevi of Shlomo Alkibitz, known for Luchadodi, but he has a commentary on Megillah. There's one famous Manos Halevi, Mishloach Manos. But the Manos Halevi here says, it's to teach you that whenever you're doing a mitzvah, even any little hardship that you have, even if it's a tiny hardship, even that you're going to get schar for. Because you're doing a mitzvah, you had to go through a little bit of water, you're still going to get schar, and the Megillah records it, that Vayavar, he passed through the little water, and in that way, the Megillah says that even for that, you're going to get schar. Exactly. The third day, Esther put on Malchus, as we had earlier today. Big day Malchus, Biboilei. What do you mean Malchus? It should be Big day Malchus. Amar Blaza, Amar Bichanina, Malami Shalavsha, Sa Ruach HaKodesh. She had Ruach HaKodesh. Ksefach HaMatilbash, Ksefasim, Ruach Lavsha, Es Amasai. Period. Amar Blaza, Amar Bichanina, La'olam Ati Birchas Hedyot Kalabeinecha. The bracha of a Hedyot should not be light in your eyes. Shaharei. We're about to have 10 statements by this person. So, this is another one. Blazar Amri Chanina. Birchas Hedyot shouldn't be kal in your eyes. Shari Shnei Gedolei Hadar, Birchum Shnei Hedyotos, from this kind of a hen. Two Gedolei Hadar were blessed by Hedyotos, and the brachas came true. The Elohein, David v'Daniel. David and Daniel got brachas. David debarche Aravna. David got a bracha from Aravna, the man he bought the granary from, in order to build the base of Migdash and Hara Moria. Dechsiv Ayomer Aravna El HaMelech. V'chulun. He gave him a bracha that he'll be able to outlast his enemies. Daniel, debarche Daryavesh. Daryavesh gave a bracha to Daniel. Dechsiv alokech ant palach le betadira. The God that you constantly serve, hu yishezvina, he shall save you. So, birchas hedyot should be kala in your eyes. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Chanina, alti kilas hedyot kala beinecha. The opposite. Don't let kilas hedyot be light in your eyes. Shari vimelech kila lesara. Avimelech cursed Sarah. Hidei hu lachak suseinayim. These presents should be a covering for your eyes. And the Gemara in Baba Kama, that's how the Gimel expands, that really he was cursing her. You covered from me that Avram was your husband. This should blind your eyes someday. And it is Kaima Bazara, and it happened that it came true in her son. Vahiki Zakin Yitzchak Vatachana Einav, Yitzchak became blind. Hashem is not like a king. A human king, midas basav adam adashom face kedera v'achar nosin l'toch amayim. A person, what does he do? He puts a pot on the fire and then he puts water in it. You can't put the water there before the pot. Avakadosh baruch hu nosin mayim v'achar shoves kedera. Hashem first makes the water and then he puts the pot, the clouds. L'kayim hashenemar l'kol tito hamon mayim bashamayim. Hashem first put water there, hanging, and then he was able to put the pot, put the clouds after. Anybody who says something in the name of their friend, you quote something b'shem Amro, you bring Geula. Shenema, what's the source of that? Batomer Esther Lamelech b'shem Mordechai. Right, b'shem Mordechai, period. Shalom Sven Balacha quotes one of the Rebbe's. We all quote b'shem Amro. Look at Talmud Bavli, the Geula hasn't come yet. That's what's going on. So, one answer he quotes is that maybe it means Geula Pratis, not Geula Klawis. Like Reva on Yenu, we say Geula Shalema, Mehera Lachemecha. That's about all personal. So maybe every time we say Salim B'Shem Amro, we ourselves are redeemed from specific Tsara situations. That's one answer. I quoted last Pesach, a mimer from Rav Matzio Solomon, here in the Matnas Chaim on Moadim, Omer G'dover B'Shem Amro, maybe Geula La'olam. That he quotes a Maharal, that the Omer G'dover B'Shem Amro is not just one act, but it's a way of life. Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, he quotes a Maharal that says, what does it mean Esther was maybe Omer Davar B'Shem Mordechai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu only brings Geula through people who have this attribute of maybe Geula of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Meaning they don't put themselves in the center of attention. They want to give the credit to others. It's a midah. It's not one specific ma'isa. The Omer Davar B'Shem Amro is not one act, but if we all become people who don't take credit, we all become people who give credit to others, so that's going to be maybe Geula. That's going to be maybe Gulul Olam. So again, you can look there in the Matnas Chaim on Moadim that it's a midah, it's not just one specific act. The next statement that he says, when a tzaddik is lost, he's only lost for his generation, meaning his soul lives on. So just like a person who loses a pearl, wherever it is, it's still the pearl, you just don't see it. So too, a door just loses the pearl, the tzaddik, but really his nefesh lives on. Haman says, all of this is not worth it to me, because Mordechai doesn't bow down. Amr Abelazar Amr Bichanina B'Shashara Haman is Mordechai Yoshi B'Shara Melech. When Haman sees Mordechai, Amr calls Ein in a Shaveli. It's not worth it to me. What's not worth it to me? So Kid Rav Chizda, Amr Rav Chizda Zeba Prusbuli Zeba Prusbuti. This one came with riches, and this one came with being an Eved. Rashi here quotes the Medrash, it's not in the Gemara here, the Medrash that earlier in history, Haman had been lacking for food, and Mordechai had given him food on condition that Haman became his Eved. And Mordechai had a document that said, Haman is my slave. So that's why Haman was so upset, because he used to come and that ruined him. Amar Papa, Vakarule Avda de Mizamin Batalmi. And they used to call Haman the servant that sold himself for bread. The Kalze Inenu Shaveli, again, a drush on that pasuk, Malamid. Shkal Ganazan Shalosa, Rasha Chakukin Alibo. Haman walked around with a list exactly of all of his treasures. He had a list there. He wanted to show everybody. Ubushan Sharoas Mordechai, Yoshim Shara Melach, when he saw Mordechai sitting, Omar Kolze Inenu Shaveli. Ze always means something you can point to. Hachorisha Zelachem. Hashem points to the moon and say, Kazera Eva Kadesh. Ze is always something that you can point to. Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah. If you look at the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky at the beginning of Parshas Matos, he describes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misnabe B'Zeh, while other Nevi'im were Misnabe B'Ko. Right, so Zeh is a lashon of this very specific, able to point. So that's how the Gemara Darshan's here, that he had a list, and he said, Zeh, all these riches mean nothing to me, because I want the covet of having Mordechai bow down. The Amar Balazar Amri Chanina. Next statement. Hashem's going to make a crown for every righteous person. Hashem will make a crown for Ateres Tzvi. What does it mean that he's going to make a crown for these people? Ateres Tzvi ulitzviras tefara. So we darshan. La'osin sivyono. To those who do his will. Ulimitzapin tifarto. And those who hope for his glory. So Hashem's going to give a crown to those. Yochol lakol, I might think to every person who does his will. Tamalomar l'she'er amo. Only to though the remainder of his nation. What does that mean? We have this in Rosh Hashanah. L'misha mesim atzmo kishirayim. Like those who make themselves like leftovers. Meaning they're not makbet on their coven. They're mavra midosav. So that's the one. So as being a tzaddik, we have to be mesim atzmeinu kishirayim. Continuing to darshan that same pasuk, ularuach mishpat, what does that mean? Zeh hadan es yitzro. Hashem's going to give a crown to those who are done his yitzro. Rashi explains, somebody who gets himself to do tshuva. Uli yoshev ala mishpat, zeh hadan din emes la'amito. This is somebody who's done a din emes la'amito. What's the double lashon? Emes la'amito. Just say done din emes. Emes la'amito. So Tosfos says in a number of places, here's one of them, little Tosfos right in the middle, done din emes la'amito, that includes a din meruma. There's a halacha. Let's say a dayan goes through all the, he gets the evidence, he goes through everything, and he knows what he's going to paskin. But there's something fishy. Something's not right. Something doesn't click. Even though I have all the evidence and I have everything, that's called din maruma. A dayan is not allowed to paskin if he thinks something's fishy. Even though everything is in front of him. This is kind of just the opposite of the halacha of kippah. The halacha of kippah is, let's say the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes, the Mishnah, let's say a dayan, let's say there's evidence that this guy's a murderer. We know it, but we just like, there's a technicality that we have to let him off. We can't prosecute him. So a dayan's allowed to put him into a jail. Put him into, lock him up, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. So that's kind of the opposite of a din maruma. Din maruma means you have everything, you have all the evidence, but you still think something's fishy, you're not allowed to prosecute in that case. So that's what it means. Dun din emes la'amito, that's including, Tosfos says, even a din maruma. V'ligvura, what does that pasuk mean? I'm going to be happy with those who are strong. Zeha mizgabra al yitzro, somebody who's mizgabra on his yitzer, somebody, Rashi quotes, who doesn't even do the aveira in the first place. Mashive milchama, what does that mean? Shenosin benotin b'mechamta shel Torah, those who fight the war of Torah. Shara, in the gate, what does that mean? Eil talmidei chachamim shemashkimim ma'arivim b'batei knesios, b'batei midrashos, those who get to shul early and leave late. And why is it alluded to in Shara gate? Because they close the gates, or they open the gates in the shul. The special schus to open the shul and close the shul at night. Amra midas adin v'nei kadosh baruch hu. The midas adin says to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, manishtanu elu me'elu. Right? What's the difference between these and these? Meaning the Jews and the non-Jews. Amra l'kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Amra l'kadosh baruch hu Yisrael asku b'Torah umos olam lo asku b'Torah. It's a big difference whether they were osek in Torah or not. Amra l'gam eile. But it says the midas adin, there are some Jews also that aren't fully proper. B'yayin shagu. This is the continuation of that pasuk. That's why it's here. B'yayin shagu. B'sheichato. They drink wine. They drink beer. Paku palila. Palilia. What does that mean? In paku al gehenim. Shnei rav lotia zos l'chalapuka. Paku is a remiss to gehenim. They palilia el adayonin. Shnei rav anasan biflilim. Period. End of darshaning that pasuk. That even some Jews, Rahman al-Islan, who don't act properly will end up not in Gan Eden. Fourth line. Fourth wide line. V'tamod v'chazer beis ha-melech ha-pnimis. Esther stands in the inner courtyard as she's going to Achashverosh. Amar Rabbi Levi. Kiven shehigiyah l'beis ha-tzlamim nistakem enu shechina. As she's going into Achashverosh, she has to pass through the room of Avodah Zarah, and all of a sudden, she loses the Hashras HaShechina that she had. Amra, she says, and this is the parak in Tilim Chaf Beis, this is parak of Ayelas HaShachar, which we know is Esther. Keili, Keili, lama azavtani, Hashem, why have you left me? It was said at this time when she's going to Achashverosh. Shema Tadon al Shogeg Kemez Valonis Keratzon. Maybe you're saying, I'm doing this not on purpose. I'm a Shogeg. I'm an Ones. Why are you taking Ruach HaKodesh away from me? O Shema al Shekarat of Kelev. Or are you upset that I called Achashverosh a dog? Shneamar, as the next pasuk says, Hatzila Mecharev Nafshi Miyat Kelev Yechidasi. Save me from the dog. So that's why. Maybe it wasn't Kavadik. Chazrev Karaso Aryeh. So in the next pasuk, she calls him a lion. Shneamar Hoshieni Mipi Aryeh. Right, so first we discussed what was wrong with calling him a caliph. He was a caliph, right? He was a disgusting person. Okay, but Yikiros Hamelach Ezra Malka. When the king sees Esther, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Malach Esher says, "Danu Lo Bosa Shah." Three angels appeared in Achashverosh's courtyard at that time. Echad Shegbiyat Savara, one that lifted up her neck. Why you have to lift up her neck? So I saw one of the Mefarshim say that because she had been fasting for 3 days. She was weak, she was tired. She didn't look so beautiful. So one of them helped her in, makes her look beautiful. V'echad shemasha chutz shel chesed aleha. One gave her this chutz shel chesed, as we've said. V'echad shemadach hadasharab. And one of them stretched the scepter of Achashverosh in order to reach her. The kama, how long did it stretch? Amr b'Yirmiyah, a couple of opinions. Shteya mosaya, u'ehemid al shemesrei. It went from 2 to 12. V'yamr la'al sheshesrei, 2 to 16. V'yamr la'al esrei v'arba, to 24. V'atzizadon al shishim. It stretched 60 amos. V'chenat amosi ba'amosa shabas paro. So we also know that Bas Paro's arm stretched when she went to get Moshe. Both connecting to Geula. Right, both of these stories were connecting to Geula. Also, we find that the teeth of Rishayim stretched. You broke the teeth of Rishayim. What's that story? You remember the story from Maseches, I forgot we had it earlier, Maseches Brachas, that Og picked up a mountain to throw on the Jews, and Hashem made ants go and crawl in and chew the entire inside of the mountain, so the mountain falls on his neck, and then Hashem made Og's teeth shoot out and become large, so the mountain was stuck on his neck. So that's what it means, that's what it was referring to here, that Hashem stretches out the teeth of Rishon. Rabba bar Ofron, Rabba the son of Ofron, Omar b'Shem Reb Elazar. Ofron, so I'm not going to mention this last week, there was Tosas earlier that we had, that the Gilin HaShas here quotes it. On Yudam Abayz, it's not Ephron, it's Ofron, because we don't name after Rishon. So that alludes to what we said last time about Yishmael, a couple days ago, that's part of the big sugya. So Rabba Ofron, Omar b'Shem Reb Elazar, Shemar Merabba, Rabba Merabba, Matayim. So he had a Mesorah that it stretched 200 Amos. Yomala Melech Esther Amalka. One more minute. So Esther says to, I mean, it's not my fault. It's a big dafim. Okay, so please, give me some leeway. So Esther, the Melech says to Esther Amalta, Ma bakasha seich ad chatzi amalchus v'seyaz. I'll give you up to half the kingdom. Chatzi amalchus lo kol amalchus. Only up to half and not the whole thing. V'lo davar shechotetz l'malchus. Not something that breaks the kingdom in half. Umaynihu binyan beis hamikdash. What breaks the malchus in half? The beis hamikdash. Why? Because either that would be built in the middle of... Achashverosh was in charge of the whole world, and the Beis HaMikdash would be built in the middle of the world, so that's the Beis HaMikdash, or, obviously, it would be another temple that people would go to, and therefore, one would, that would break the Malchus. Period. So there are going to be 10 pshatim why Haman was invited to the party. So we'll have to stop here. By Yavo HaMelech HaMan, we'll stop here. But just by the way, the Beis HaMikdash being in the center of the world, as Rashi here quotes, is said, Sefer Chinuch, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, V'asur LiMikdash, he quotes that the Yerushalayim is the center of the world. And the Beis HaMikdash is built in the Tabur Haaretz. Sefer HaChinuch on this week's Parsha. Okay, tomorrow we start with 10 pshatim why Esther invited Haman to the Suda. Okay.